And thanks for tuning in to KUOW's The Record.
Seattle Mariners' Felix Hernandez, the 2-2.
He got him! 34 years, 119 games. It's finally happened. A perfect game by a Seattle Mariner. It was done by the King, Felix Hernandez.
The King, Felix Hernandez, pitching a perfect game on August 15th, 2012. And those cheering fans you heard, that was the King's Court. If you've been to a Mariners game at Safeco, you know the King's Court. The fans along the third base line all wearing the yellow shirts or sometimes dressed in King costumes, holding signs with a K on them, chanting for Felix to strike out the next batter. It is a beloved Mariners tradition that my next guest wants to change. Seattle Times sports columnist Larry Stone, welcome to KUOW.
I'm glad to be here, thanks.
Larry, you argue it's time for fans to stop chanting for King Felix Hernandez to strike guys out because he's old?
Well, not because he's old, just because he's a different kind of pitcher now. When the King's Court started in 2011, he was coming off his Cy Young year. He was young. He threw hard. He was intimidating strikeout type pitcher, and now he's 31. He's got 2,000 innings on his arm. He's a different kind of pitcher. Now they want him to be a different kind of pitcher. They don't want him to have that persona of being a strikeout pitcher. So it just seems to me that to have people in your own parks chanting KKK when they want Felix to be a guy who pitches to contact, who economizes his pitches so he can get deeper into the game, and sort of the new focus of a guy who doesn't throw 98 miles an hour like he did when they started this thing.
Yeah, the King's Court loves Felix too. So what do you want him to do? Chant economize.
Yeah, well, I don't want to disband the King's Court because I think it's great. It's a lot of fun, and fun at the ballpark is what it's all about. Just cheer for outs, you know. Just wear your garb and don't wave the K signs anymore. It's just and then trust me, there's people in the organization who believe the same thing.
King Felix, we would accept a lazy pop-out if it doesn't advance the runner. It just doesn't really have the same ring.
It sure doesn't, no. Like, weak grounder to short.
Right.
Weak grounder to short.
You will have done your job. So, wait a minute. You said something interesting. The team, the Mariners, want to ease Felix Hernandez out of the strikeout persona?
Nobody will say anything about discontinuing King's Court because they know that that's popular with the fans. But in a private moment, they'll say that they don't think it's it jives with what they want him to do. And you have to face reality. Pitchers just don't throw like he did for a long. I mean, he did it for 10, 12 years, which is great. But that's taken a toll on his arm. And if you try to be that pitcher, when you don't have that stuff, you know, two things can happen. Either you're going to get hit hard or, you're going to be wild and that's going to be just as bad. So,
but wait a minute. Are you saying that you've covered baseball a long time? Are you saying major league pitchers are actually affected by what we want them to be? Like, can he hear them chanting and he feels like, I guess I got to strike somebody out?
Scott Servais, the manager, made a comment to that effect in spring training. He's only human, and that when you hear that people chanting for you to strike out, you want to satisfy them, and so I do think Felix is a guy who feeds off the emotion and the energy, I think it does play on his mind a little bit, subconsciously, consciously, or whatever.
You hear that, fans? Larry Stone says you're hurting him.
Well, it didn't hurt him on Sunday when my column appeared and he went out and pitched his best game of the year. Shut out the A's on two hits and struck out, I think, eight. So he shut me up. He shut me up on Sunday.
Maybe he was responding to you. If he can hear the fans, he surely can read the columnists.
Well, I don't want to say, make it seem like I think I'm all powerful, but it wouldn't surprise me if he was if that lit a fire under him a little bit.
Well, write some more columns about him being ineffective and aged. What is Felix Hernandez himself? Have you asked him what he thinks of your idea?
I haven't had a chance to know. I mean, he's a big supporter of the King's Court and loves it, and I'm sure he would shoot down what I'm saying.
Okay. You know why I liked your argument? This is Larry Stone from Seattle Times. I liked your column. I didn't think about that the cheering in the King's Court would actually affect Felix Hernandez, but what I liked is that I felt like you were saying it's time to deal with reality, you know, which is hard for all of us. We're all aging. And we don't realize how time has passed, and you just need to kind of realize where you are.
Exactly. You can't detract from what Felix has done and what he's meant to this organization, which is everything. He's been the face of the team for a decade and a loyal guy who had a couple opportunities to go sign elsewhere for bigger money. He ended up signing a huge contract to stay with the Mariners with a no-trade clause because he didn't want to be traded later down the road. He wants to make his life here. You know, his family are in the schools and all that. And he can still be a really good pitcher even at 31 with all the innings logged. It just has to do it a little bit differently. And, you know, as soon as he embraces that, I think it's the better for everyone involved. And, you know, he knows it. It's just a hard transition to make.
Yeah, that we can cheer for him to be the pitcher that he can be instead of cheering for Muhammad Ali when the poor guy's getting beaten up. We just need to shift our game. Last question, Larry. Do you think the Mariners have any chance? What are the odds they make it to the playoffs?
Well, I do think they have a chance. I've liked this team from the beginning. They've had their surges, but then they've had their valleys, which have been kind of puzzling. But, you know, through it all, and a lot of injuries, you know, four-fifths of their starting rotation was on the DL at one point in the first half. They're still four games out of the wild card race, and, you know, four games could be erased with one hot streak. So, you know, it's been 16 years since they've been in the playoffs, 2001 the last time. Fans are getting understandably impatient and frustrated. But you know, this team's four games under 500, which doesn't seem to be a jumping-off point for the playoffs, but I do think they have a run in them.
All right, you're sure we shouldn't stop cheering for them to be a playoff team when they're just they don't have it in them anymore? Just let them be third place. Larry Stone from the Seattle Times, thanks for the column and thanks for talking with us.
All right, Bill, my pleasure.